From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry repeats his call for Syria's president to step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince the Syrian president to negotiate.
We need to get to the negotiation. That's what we're looking for. And we hope Russia and any Iran, other countries with influence, will help to bring about that, because that's what's preventing this crisis from ending.
Separately, a Syrian watchdog group said that Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said the killing happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen Shiite rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital Sana'a, according to security and medical officials. The overnight airstrikes hit an apartment building in the center of the capital's Old City, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The officials said 10 members of one family were killed. The Houthi rebels also lost 19 fighters in the attack. The Saudi coalition, which includes 9 other Arab nations and is supported by the United States, began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. For more, please log on to our website. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Havana, launching a historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff praised the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world that fills us with hope. He called on political leaders to persevere on the path and to develop all its potentialities as proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples, of all America, and as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square Sunday before holding a private meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro. He travels to the United States next week. The pontiff's U.S. schedule will include a private meeting with President Barack Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations in New York, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. Italy's Coast Guard says that more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said that the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships came from Germany, Croatia, and Britain and were also joined by personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came nearly a week after bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as the European leaders continued to struggle with coping with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on Pakistan's Badabir Air Force Base near Peshawar killed 29 people, both military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. Soon after the raid, a Pakistani army spokesman told reporters that intercepted communications showed the heavily armed gunmen were under the direction of handlers located across the border in Afghanistan. However, the Afghan president's office said Saturday that it strongly rejects the charges as baseless. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.